USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Four Minneapolis police officers have been fired less than 24 hours after being involved in the arrest of a black man who died after pleading he couldn't breathe with an officer's knee on his neck.
The four involved former employees, I've made that decision this afternoon.
Police Chief Madera Arredondo.
I was very steadfast and strong on what our department vision, values, and our culture change would be moving forward. And one of those pillars is sanctity of life.
Mayor Jacob Frey.
When you hear someone calling for help, you are supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
The death of George Floyd is being investigated at the state and federal levels. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump tweeted that Twitter is restricting free speech, and he adds he will not allow it to happen. He was reacting to Twitter fact-checking him for the first time. The warning from Twitter appears at the bottom of the president's message. A link takes readers to a rebuke of the president's unsubstantiated claims about how mail-in ballots will lead to voter fraud. It's not clear who has written the fact-check or how Twitter will decide when to issue such a label. The company said it acted in this case to provide additional context to statements that it believes are misleading. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says all systems are go for Wednesday's first ever privateer launch of astronauts into space.
They're laying the foundation for a new era in human spaceflight. It's an era in human spaceflight where more space is going to be available to more people than ever before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A GOP governor is offering President Trump some options if he decides to move the party's August convention. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump has been frustrated by strict coronavirus rules in Charlotte, North Carolina, which he's afraid could limit the convention in August. So he has suggested he might move the upcoming convention out of North Carolina. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is ready to step up.
Florida would love to have the RNC. Heck, I'm a Republican. It would be good for us to have the DNC in terms of the economic impact.
DeSantis says Miami, Orlando, Tampa, and Jacksonville are all good candidates to host the big event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The World Health Organization is warning of a second worldwide wave of COVID-19. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Countries where coronavirus infections are declining could still face an immediate second peak if they let up too soon on measures to halt the outbreak, according to the World Health Organization. The world is still in the middle of the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak. WHO Emergencies head Mike Ryan said that cases are declining in many countries, but still increasing in Central and South America, South Asia, and Africa. Ryan said epidemics also come in waves, which means outbreaks could come back later in the year in places where the first wave is subsided. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.